It's here and now. And there's been word today of some more movement towards ending the 11-day-long partial government shutdown. The Associated Press is reporting that House Republicans, in talks at the White House last night, offered to end the shutdown and increase the debt limit before a deadline next week in a plan that includes an easing of across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester, but also includes possible cuts to entitled programs, for instance, maybe raising the cost of Medicare for better-off recipients. Let's turn to ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, what are you hearing? Because this seems to be more about yesterday's proposal, in which we didn't hear anything about ending the shutdown.
That's right. We've been led to believe that there was another meeting involving aides and not the members themselves at the White House last night. Some updates provided, although we're told that some of these details are premature, that the most that they're talking about specifically is a framework for the rest of the budget discussions. The House Republicans here just want to get negotiations established. And we're hearing now about some of the things that would be part of those negotiations. But let me tell you, just on first blush, these are pretty big asks to just ask that the White House, in exchange for keeping the government open, would agree to entitlement cuts, even if they are entitlement cuts that the president at times has backed himself. That's a pretty big deal. And I have a hard time imagining the White House would accept that just on its face.
Well, and we know someone else who will not accept some of this is Republican Senator Ted Cruz. This morning, he gave a barn burner of a speech at the Conservative Voter Values Summit. He asked House Republicans, his colleagues in the House, to hold firm, not to cave, to keep asking for cuts to health care reform. And we haven't heard anything about that, urging House Republicans on, even though the strategy that Ted Cruz championed along with Utah Senator Mike Lee led to the shutdown. Let's listen.
As we traveled the country speaking to the American people, making the case, what we said from the beginning, I said, you know what? I can't stop Obamacare. Mike Lee can't stop Obamacare. We have two more, three more. Gentlemen, ladies, thank you for your passion. But you should respect the rights of the men.
Well, Rick, what was going on there? Because he seemed to be jeered and then supported simultaneously. But again, this is the Conservative Voter Values Summit. Do we have any clue who was doing the jeering?
A chaotic moment. We heard Ted Cruz say that he believes that they were members of the Obama army, and he called them out as Obama partisans. They were there primarily protesting on immigration reform. Ted Cruz has been opposing that as well, so they're a little bit off message for the topic of the day. But yes, through that chaos is the serious message that he sent over to the House: stand firm. Almost certainly, and I've been talking to Republican aides on this, they're prepared for this. Ted Cruz is going to attack just about any deal that is cut by House Republicans and by Senate Republicans, for that matter, because it's not going to include major changes to Obamacare. The goal has shifted. His point in getting into this was trying to dismantle the Obama health care law. Clearly, that is no longer something that's legitimately on the table. And interesting side note, Ted Cruz right now at the White House, over there with Senate Republicans as part of a meeting with that side of the aisle.
Right. Well, and we should say that even though there were a lot of hecklers, we saw them walked out. He ultimately got huge ovations from the people there for his push to defund the Affordable Care Act. But this is in the face of recent polls, which are devastating for Republicans.
Yeah. And, you know, you keep thinking, well, what's a new superlative to offer for this, how you can reach a new low? But this is extremely bad stuff for Republicans as far back as some polls have been going. One poll that caught my eye, Wall Street Journal, NBC poll, had 40% of Republicans saying that Republicans in Congress are putting the party goals above the interests of the country. These are people that agree with those goals, but they feel like the party in Congress has taken this too far. That's rather extraordinary.
Well, and 24% of respondents in a poll have a favorable opinion of the Republican Party, only 21% with a favorable view of the Tea Party, both all-time lows in the history of that poll. I think that was a Wall Street Journal NBC poll. Rick Klein, ABC News political director, thanks so much.
Thank you.